This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares.
Time passes so fast and I'm having fun.
You know, Frank, I was thinking during the commercial break, there was a time everybody heated with wood. Everybody. I mean, that's all there was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking the 1400s and, you know, before 1500s, 1600s. If you didn't heat with wood, you just didn't heat. That's all there was to it. You cooked with it, you heated with it. And then we moved on to bituminous coal, then anthracite coal, because wood was too hard. You had to cut it, you had to dry it, you had to stack it, you had to bring it in, then you had the ash problem. And then coal was so much better because it had more BTUs per pound of fuel. But then you still had to get rid of the ash. And then we moved on to fuel oil. We moved on to natural gas. We moved on to propane and electric heat. So, but there was a time when everybody heated with wood. That's all there was to it.
And, well, I mean, personally, myself, and sometimes I feel guilty that I don't have a wood stove in my house, and maybe when I retire and have less time, I will. But it's such a beautiful source of heat, and I don't know why the government doesn't give grants and things to have actually a wood stove, because, first of all, it's renewable energy, and you can plant trees and have a managed forest that can be done. The heat content out of a wood log is so great. So the only thing that's kind of left, and even then that's not bad, is what do you do with the ashes? Well, my wife uses it in her garden. And so, but there is another use for an ash, which when we left before commercial about that glass window, came from a customer, which one of the greatest things of being in the service industry is you learn a lot from different people. And we were talking about cleaning his gas stove, and I said, oh, I have a chemical that I can use. And he says, oh, no, I this is what I do, and here's a little secret, like maybe a catty secret kind of thing. You take the ash from your stove inside, put a bit of water until you make it into a paste, take a newspaper or anything that's papery, kind of dip it into that little ash-water combination, and that will clean your window so spotless you wouldn't even know the difference. But the funny part is he takes that newspaper that's been rolled into a little tight ball which he uses, and he puts it back into the fireplace, and he says, that's going to be my ignition newspaper for my next burn.
Sure. Sure. You know, Frank, I call our wood stove a tax deduction for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. One is because if a cow dies in the wintertime and we can't bury it, in the wood stove it goes. Or if a calf dies. Or a chicken dies.
Are you talking about your big wood stove outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not bringing parts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, Frank, I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
Wood stove, the reason we did not put the wood stove, install the wood stove, we have two of my, I bought them used, as I mentioned, about $150 each for cast iron.
Wow.
Wood stoves, which is a steal, right?
Yes,
nobody,
for sure.
Nobody wanted them. During the 70s in the United States, well, actually all over, there was an Arab oil embargo, mm-hmm. and people couldn't get fuel oil to heat their houses, so people bought wood stoves like crazy. And then after oil became available again, you know, years later, they couldn't wait to get rid of their wood stoves, mm-hmm. and so that's when I bought them.
Yeah.
And So it seems to me that people buy wood stoves out of necessity. They think, you know, we need to heat the house in an emergency. So they get either a wood stove or a fireplace, something like that. They, you know, they buy a house or build a house with a fireplace. And then they realize how much work it is, because mm-hmm. it is work to heat with wood. And then they seem to want to get rid of their wood stoves.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy to get rid of a wood stove, because it's just sitting there. It's not causing any problems. Just leave it there until you need it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Now, I must say, up here in the north, there's been quite a number of entrepreneurial people that will even stack the wood beside wherever you want. They'll cut it. They'll do everything. Now, of course, you pay a bit more, or quite a bit more, but you get that luxury that you simply just come up, get your one or two logs, and put it in there. But so, yeah, it's too bad. And I'm if someone had 100 acre lot in the United States or something like that, I mean, so how many, I'm just from my curiosity, your wood comes from your farms, isn't that right? And you have over 100 or 300 acres, is that? So you find enough wood there to keep you going for the whole winter?
We have 241 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it is in grass, and the other half of it is woods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's patches of woods, patches of grass. So there are fields, many fields, small fields, large fields, and then there are small and large areas of woods. And the trees die, the limbs fall off,
mm-hmm.
and they will. They will decompose and make new soil, which is a good thing. But we can just pick up that wood and haul it out of the woods with a tractor and a chain, mm-hmm. take a chainsaw, cut it up, stack it, and then burn it. So we can do that. But there are also sawmills in various parts of the country. And when lumber is sawn into 2x4s, 2x6s, you know, those kinds of things. They want them square. They want the edges of the wood, the boards, square.
Mm-hmm.
So what they have, they saw off the bark.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these rounded edges of bark and wood, and the lumber yards can't wait to get rid of them. So they will sell 2,000 pounds. Yeah, 2,000 pounds of bark siding, you know, from these trees that they saw into boards, 2,000
wow.
pounds. They'll put it in a bundle, and they'll sell it for about $20 to $40.
Wow.
So, you know, and here's the thing: how much wood does a house use? Way more than you think. Class, whatever you think it's going to take to heat your house, the number is way bigger than that. Way bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know, a pickup truck might be a half a cord of wood. Might be a half a cord of wood. A cord is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. So
by
4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 4 feet deep, 4 feet high, 8 feet long. You know, stacked tightly, that's a cord of wood.
Mm-hmm.
About half of that would fit in a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
So a cord might be a couple thousand pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But we go through, I'm going to give a number, like 10 of those, 10 cords a year. 10
mm-hmm.
cords a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when I said about $200 to heat our house, if we bought the wood from the lumber yard, hauled it on our trailer, you know, they'll stack it on our trailer, and we'll take one or two or three loads on a large 26-foot gooseneck trailer, we'll take it here and saw it up, we would pay somewhere between $20 and $40 a bundle.
Wow.
So roughly, that's mm-hmm. where that number comes from.
Yeah.
The other part of it is from hauling wood out of our
mm-hmm.
Our woods, you know, dead trees, and we don't cut trees down unless
mm-hmm.
unless there's a reason why the tree's going to fall over because it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll cut it down. Other than that, we don't cut trees down for wood.
Mm-hmm.
So, how much wood do you need to heat your house, class? About 100 acres of woods. if you're not going to cut trees down, it, really, that's about what you need. If you're going to use just dead trees.
I think we should, just to clarify to our students, that you actually have a wood furnace outside, and that takes a lot of wood. I up here, I've gone to customers with the cord, the 4x4x8. They would go. They tell me they'll go to 3 to 4 of those per year to heat an average house of 1,000, 1,500 square feet. Now, that's because, first of all, you dig out the EPA stove, which one log multiplies it to two logs, and they manage it properly. I mean, in the house, let it go through the night, in the morning, get a bit of heat, and then just kind of let it go through the afternoon and back when you're back home. So that's what I hear from people using wood up here in the north. I would say they tell me a house up here, they can go through the whole winter with around $800-900 Canadian dollars. Now, I have a propane system, and I pay about $1,800 a year, but I have a lot of propane stuff. So it is a savings, quite a bit. So even though, and these people up here who watch cottage, they don't have time to cut, so they actually buy their wood, and if someone brings them, someone stacks it for them. So we should clarify that for our class.
Yeah, and there's more efficiency, theoretically, more efficiency with an indoor wood stove than there is with an outdoor wood stove, mm-hmm. because more of the heat is inside the house, so you don't have the losses that we have.
That's right.
We're running about roughly 100 feet of underground pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's insulated, but it still is in the ground, and in the mm-hmm. wintertime, the ground can be darn close to freezing in temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So the hot water is heated outside, and it travels underground to the house into a heat exchanger, which is probably another 150 feet of pipe, maybe 200 feet of pipe total, and then it goes back outside. So it's a long, long way that the water travels. And so there is some heat loss. So that is a negative. However, the positive is we could put two bodies in there. without sawing them in half. Yeah.
We're going to have a class with outside wood stoves, because I have come through a number of very interesting things, and I'm sure you have, where, you know, it heats the hot water, I mean, a coil on the furnace, so on and so forth. And so it's I've done a number of systems up here, and they're all. And I will be picking your brain, because you have used it, and you'll tell us the truth about it, okay? So by going
The indoor wood stoves, are you going to cover cast iron doors versus not cast iron doors? Is that something you're going to cover?
Well,
inside furnace.
See, not necessarily, because that's a design feature, and when you go to a store, You'll Vermont Casting is, are you going to have a casting stove or a steel-made stove? The difference is that, for example, Vermont Casting, which is a very big company that does cast iron ore and stuff, you can get it into all these beautiful, pretty colors, you know, yellow, green, sky blue. What's out there in terms of colors is amazing. Now, when it comes to steel, you can really only have one color, and that is black. So, but see, to me, that's more of what you like. They're both, if you buy the EPA-approved cast iron or steel stove, they're both will be about as efficient as anything else, okay? What I want the class to learn is from my practicality, and that is, we've now bought the stove. You've seen what I've said, EPA, and then the distance one. I don't want to repeat myself too much. But now you've brought the stove to your house. Unlike appliances, because, you know, the joke of the appliances, so two men take an appliance out, one man bringing it in. Because there's standards, and I wish there would be standards for appliances, like a fridge can last a lifetime. Because there's standards with stove.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the control.
Frank's with us, and we're talking about wood stove. Frank's, I can't believe it. I remember when I thought $750 was expensive for a Vermont casting wood stove. $4,700
today. $4,700, yeah.
Okay, so please continue.
You get that beautiful sky blue, the yellow, the orange.
There
they have some beautiful colors, and I've seen some beautiful stoves. Yeah. No, I know. I can't hear when the commercial is going to start, and that now I understand why sometimes you're left hanging there. And I don't want the class to be hanging. But I think the last thing I talked about it is, unlike appliances where two men take an appliance out, one man brings the new one in, because of the APA and the rules and regulations that they need to go through, some stoves today are actually more heavy than the old one because of the double walls, the pre-burning, so on and so forth, which is nice to see. I mean, it's so we'll go on. As I said, I mean, buying a stove, you kind of have to fall in love. I used to sell them. Every time I thought that this is a beautiful stove, the customer would say, it's not my color. So I just do installations and I certify them and that. And I think that's just as much as I want to do. But, therefore installation for our class, for our students who want to be able to install their own stoves. And there is nothing wrong of installing your own stove. Okay. It's not like electrical where you're going to commit the greatest crime in the world by doing your own electrical. Anybody can install a stove on a Saturday night with a friend. just as long as you follow the rules and just as long as once it's finished, pay a little bit of money, get it certified, and it's out of your hands. See, this is where certification comes in, and just for the class to understand why we need to charge a certain amount of money. I have insurance that covers me for over $2 million if the house burns down because of a stove. So now you go and you install your stove, you call me in, and I certify that stove. Guess who's going to be responsible for that stove for the rest of that stove's life? My insurance. So it's such a great thing to do. Now, I think, as I said, in the United States, they do have two agencies that do that, and that's the National Firearms Institute is one of them, and the Chimney Safety Institute of America. I think those two people make sure they're certified, make sure they have insurance, and have them sign off on your installation. So
Frank, let me see if I've got this right. So a guy installs his own wood stove perfectly, no problems in terms of regulations.
Yep.
And then to make sure that should there be a house fire, that it was installed properly, you come in and certify that the installation was done properly.
Yep.
So what happens when you go in there and you say, it did a great job, I love it, wonderful, except for one thing. It's 2 inches too close to the back wall, according to what the label right here says on the wood stove. Then what happens?
Then they look at me and say, are you sure? See, then my livelihood is at stake, and I'm saying, I even helped them try to figure that out. But I said, could you have your manual? Yes, I have my manual. We open to the page. It says, do you see this? It says 6 inches corner to corner of your stove. Well, but my wife said it was taking out the longest as I know, but I cannot put my signature on this document. And it is a document, a legal document, believe it or not. In Canada, our wet forms are now 6 pages of things that I have to check. So, and it's, as I say, a legal document. So until that gets fixed, and there's always ways of fixing stuff. I mean, I haven't come across a situation where we didn't add another row of tile or put a shield, which is things that we do to make it conform to the code. So,
Frank, let's just. Yeah. Let's talk about that for just a second. So we're 2 inches too close, and I see this a lot, okay? So all you have to do is make that surface not combustible, right? So
that's
if you put a standoff of a sheet of steel that can have air circulate behind it, now that area right behind the wood stove is not combustible. So that fixes the problem, right?
You could be a wet certification boy.
I'll have to move, right? Move to Canada.
Good for you that you have so much knowledge.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. FEMA planning a test of the National Alert System on October 4th. The test of the nationwide emergency alert system and wireless emergency alert systems will be going out at 2:20 p.m. next Wednesday. The purpose of the test is to ensure that the systems are still an effective way to warn the public about national emergencies. Tonight's Powerball jackpot drawing worth an estimated $785 million since nobody won Saturday night's drawing. Six people are dead, including three children, after a train crashed into a car crossing railroad tracks in Hillsborough County, Florida, Saturday night. A group in an SUV was on their way to a quinceanera at a home just across railroad tracks when the train crashed into them at around 6:45 p.m. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take. My, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now, you know that I'm not big on rules and regulations for rules and regulations' sake. However, I do really like the National Electric Code. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great way to go, and I adhere to it. And I think that the rules and regulations about wood stoves are really important as well, and also heating appliances. I mean, you can have an oil burner, and I saw a house where a guy installed an oil burner, a seasoned oil burner and heating system company technician installed it, but the flue pipe was within a couple inches of the floor joist in a crawl space, and it did not meet code. And they had to remove the oil burner, excavate the crawl space, and they had to do it right. But, I mean, some people take shortcuts, and it's unacceptable because you could burn the house down.
Exactly.
So what Frank is talking about is absolutely critical that you get it right. Please continue, Frank.
Okay. Well, I'm laughing because sometimes I feel like Rich Chew, and where he has so much to say, and the time just flies, like we're over 20 to 12 to finish. However, class, I will be here next Monday, and I will not forget where I left off. So, and this does anticipate, not like news where next week will be old news. Installing a wood stove will always be up there, and it'll always be new material, okay? Because that's one of the things that I kind of don't like too much about programs, when they don't finish about this whole concept, this whole theory, and you're left hanging there, especially with YouTube videos. I think you know what I mean.
Absolutely, I certainly do.
So class, yeah, I'll be here next Monday, and we'll just continue on and with wood stoves if we don't finish it all today. But okay, so my next section that I kind of wanted to cover is, so you bought this wood stove, you like it and so on, you bring it to the house. Now, this is the rules and code that Vince was talking about. They're very basic, and for example, the platform where the stove will go under has four different important measurements. Most wood stove companies want 8 inches on the back and on the sides, and 18 inches to the front of where you actually feed your wood in. Now, you say, why and how did they come with all? Well, a number of things, and I have seen this, where if you open the door and a wood kind of sparks, it takes about that distance to go into a wood floor, which is combustible. So when you're planning where you're going to put that stove before you buy it and you have the measurement of the stove and then say, okay, here's my stove. It's 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. Add another 8 inches to one side, 8 inches to the left side, 8 inches to the back, and 18 inches to the front. And then you will see how nicely that stove will fit in there. Now, you could say, well, I'm going to trip over whatever it is that I'm going to put on the floor that's not going to be combustible. Well, you may have to redo your floor and make it so that it's flat with the floor so you're not tripping over it. Now, you got to understand, Vince, I go into a lot of homes, and I know what people are talking about when they say, oh, I have to put a pad down, I'm going to be tripping over and over again, which is true, but there are, as we've talked about, ways of doing things that's not going to happen. Eh? So keep that in the back of your mind. And then of course there's the clearances from the stove itself. Is it BB? If it's corner to corner and 2, 4, 6, whatever it is that the stove has been designed for. And then the other most important thing is flue clearances. And the flue is that back pipe that goes from the stove to the chimney. So this is the beauty of a flue chimney, is they can say, I want 24 inches clearance to combustibles. But there's something interesting. Flue pipes can have double walls. And as Vince was talking and I was saying before, you can add shields. Well, once you flue pipe becomes a double wall flue pipe, the distance from a combustible is almost cut in half. So these, as I say, there's always ways of doing something, and that's a good thing to keep in mind. No, you're not stuck with one single flue pipe going up to your chimney. There's what we call double wall flue pipes, which will decrease that distance from a compostable and must have. So do you have anything to add to that, or should I keep on going then?
No. Keep going. This is all very, very good information, class. So a double wall flue pipe is going to cost more, but you can get it in stainless steel.
Yeah, it's going to cost more, and I'm not sure if single wall stainless steel will still qualify to you put a little wrinkle on my thing. I've never had stainless steel pipe. I think it'd be very expensive to begin with. But I don't think that a single wall stainless steel would have any in terms of combustible distance, because it's kind of a heat factor.
You're right. No, what I'm talking about is you can get stainless steel double wall flue pipe.
Yeah, you can get single double steel flue pipe, but then I think that's going to cost you more. Than the, I don't know if you've priced. Yeah. I've had to price a couple of because I do garage heaters, and one of the things that the quote up here wants is stainless steel vent pipe if you're going vertical instead of horizontal, and it's like God, three pieces almost $400-$500.
That's right. It's very expensive. A couple hundred dollars a section minimum. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
So, but you don't have to go that route. I mean, the double wall flue pipe or a single wall if you have. You know. But here is, Vince, the greatest mistakes that I see when I go and do a do-it-yourself job. And it's not because it's their fault. It's just because of the way we were brought up. When you're adding a flue pipe, and you in your mind you're imagining this air, hot air is going up the air, you inevitably want to put a flue pipe into the other flue pipe so that it doesn't spill out. I don't know if I'm explaining this properly. It's like the flue pipe going out goes inside the flue pipe that's going out.
Yeah. What you're talking about is when you assemble the sections, one pipe fits inside the other pipe. It has a crimped end, so it fits in.
That's what you want to do. Intuitively, for a dryer vent, absolutely perfect. However, for a fireplace, it's upside down. Do you know what I mean? It's upside down.
You're saying
you go outside of the other pipe that goes on top.
Yeah, starting at the stove, you put the first pipe in, and then the next pipe goes inside the top of the one that's already there. And the crimp, the smaller end, goes inside so that if they're – well, tell us why, because of the dripping and the moisture, right?
Absolutely. So I want the class to understand that. So intuitively, you want to put it inside, but – by code, and for reasons what I'm going to explain to you, it goes on the outside part. And the reason for that is obviously a bit of creosote is going to be built and moisture, and you don't want that creosote to come to the outer surface of the pipe. And instead of, if there was ever a fire, being outside your pipe, at least it's controlled inside your pipe. I don't know if you have anything else to add to that, but it's one very common mistake that you're going to home and your pipes are upside down. What do you mean? Well, of course, intuitively, they were doing the right thing, but from my knowledge, they were doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. What Frank is saying, class, is imagine that you were at the top of the chimney and you're going to pour water.
Mm-hmm.
Or sprinkle water down the flue pipe.
Yeah.
How would you assemble that flue pipe so that the water doesn't come out of the seams, the joints?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's exactly the opposite of the dryer vent, because if you did the dryer vent that way, you would have more restriction and a great place lint to catch. But with the flue pipe, there is moisture, and you will see, and I have seen exactly what Frank's talking about. People are putting it in upside down, and the creosote, this black liquid creosote, will leak out of that joint and is an absolute fire hazard, and it will smoke. Will smoke no matter what.
Which is, it's funny, because the intuitive thing is they put it inside so that the smoke would go up and not come out, but because of the venting procedures, that's not what happens. So that is a very, very common mistake that I see when I go to certify a do-it-yourselfer. And unfortunately, See, the stove has all sorts of directions. There's not many directions for flue pipe installation, unfortunately, because you simply go out there and you buy your 26-gauge flue pipe material and so on and so forth. So, plus, if you get nothing out of today's class, at least remember, be unintuitive. And if you're installing your flue pipe, make sure that it goes inside as it's going up. Of course, the other thing that I see a lot of mistakes is screwing. One screw holding that flue pipe is not going to do the job. The code says three screws. I put four screws, and I put my fourth screw between the two joints. So I always try to find my joint so that in case there is a fire, that heat, when it expands, it's not going to expand to the point that flue pipe is going to come out of its place. So when I do my installations, they ask for three, but I put four, two very close by where the pipes join together, and the other two 120 degrees from each other. And if you follow those rules, no one can say you've done it wrong. So that's the flue pipe. Now, vents. Then the chimneys are pretty straightforward. They have arrows. They have them. All the kids come together and lots of pictures. And so I really don't see a mistake other than the distance above the roof peak. And I think we talked about that last time. The code here and the code in most manuals say they want 3 feet above the roof line, and then 2 feet beyond what we call a 10-foot radius. And sometimes I find that so hard to explain to people. You did it a good job last time. Take a line, take a thing, go 10 feet, and whatever that line goes to, make sure you're 2 feet above that. Do you remember last week?
Yeah. And class, my father had some great pieces of wisdom, and one of them I learned very, very early on. And Frank said something about this just a couple seconds ago. And my dad would, his way of saying it was, if all else fails, read the directions. And so, the mistakes that you're talking about, every single one of them, single one could have been prevented if the person read the directions. Every one of them, the clearances, the chimney height, or the flue pipe above the roof line, the floor clearances, the rug clearances, the curtain clearances, every bit of it could have been prevented, including putting the chimney pipe in the correct way. And class, the reason I know some of the things that I know is because I've read the directions. Honestly, I've read the directions. Yeah. I try to read the directions before I buy the item. Literally. I will look up the manual and say, okay, how's this all going to go together? And then I decide whether I like it or not based on how...
Good for you.
Well, that's how I do it. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm really serious about reading the directions, and the reason I have no problem preparing my taxes myself is I've read the directions. I know before I buy something whether it's tax deductible or not. So when the IRS challenges me, it's no big deal because I've read the directions. And the reason I haven't burned the house down with the wood stove is because I read the directions. Seriously.
I'm laughing because we have a store here that sells wood stoves, and every now and then I get a call. Do you want to go and install this stove and deliver? And I'm saying, has a gentleman seen? Like, he was just like, I want a wood stove, and just bring me a wood stove. Like, reading directions. I'm learning that myself. You know, it's a man thing. You know, you're ahead of our time, Vince. Making sure that
maybe I'm behind our time.
Sorry?
Maybe I'm behind our time.
Yeah, no,
I do
no,
it the
no,
old-fashioned.
No. I'd say you're ahead of our time. It's very, like, heartbreaking for me to when there's three-floor house, that he probably had everything, or the person had everything to go on and put the chimney on top, and then I come along and says, well, it's not high enough. Oh, man. Yeah. Especially when they've now installed a stainless steel roof that you now have to do extra precautions to go through that steel roof to the peak to put another 3 foot of chimney, which could have been done when it was done without the steel roof, which makes it so much easier to walk on. One more thing about chimney that I do find, I don't know if in the United States it would be the same thing, but here in Canada, because we have a lot of oil furnaces, there is a stainless steel chimney that is used for oil furnaces, And then there is the stainless steel chimney that's used for wood. It's half the cost. Some people don't think it makes that difference. Well, it does, because wood burns that much more hotter than oil. So therefore, don't get stuck. Like, don't cheapen out on getting the proper ULC rated for a wood fireplace. You can usually tell them because they're like 2 inches thick walls. Is your oil furnace stainless steel chimney is about an inch. So you could see the difference in the chimney. So that's important. So
that's a really good point.
We have 5 more minutes. Wood, burning your wood. Of course, there's so many theories about what wood is. That is it ash? Is it birch? Is it pine? Everybody has their own little techniques. I would never burn a stove. From my perspective, because I don't have a wood stove and because I don't have a source to many different kinds of woods, and from my knowledge of being a WAF certified, the most important part, doesn't matter what wood it is, it's long, it's dry wood. You'd be surprised how many people will install, and the wife or the whoever turns around and says, oh, now we can clean our yard and get out the brush. That's fine for the outside wood stove, and I'm sure you do that. But when it comes to an inside wood stove, you don't want to go out there and get your brush and put it in your wood stove. You just don't. It's going to make a big mess for many different reasons. So, dry wood is the thing. Now, what is dry wood? I dry my wood for 2 years. Oh, I dry my wood for a year. Well, it's not how long you dry your wood. It's to get a certain moisture content of that wood out of it. For example, you want most woods that are considered dry to have be 20% moisture. Okay? So then the question is, but how do I know that's what my wood is? Well, there are moisture meters that reasonably inexpensive at Amazon and something like that, which will tell you. You put your probe on it, there's 20% moisture. 20% will last of that moisture content in a wood, in a log is perfect. Do you have to wait 2 years? Maybe not. Maybe you had your wood in the sun as opposed to someone who had their wood underneath the tree. Not only the sun doesn't get to it, but when it rains, it gets wet again. So my question to you then, do you have a moisture meter for your thing? But you don't need it because your thing outside just sticks to anything.
Well, and that was by design. The kind that we have at Classic, you can buy all kinds of wood stoves and furnaces. And the outdoor wood furnace that we have has a natural draft. It does not have a blower motor that pushes air into the firebox. So ours will let us burn green wood. It doesn't burn it worth a darn, but if I put a pine tree in there with the needles, it'll burn it. If I put wet wood in it, it'll burn it. But here's what Frank is saying. If you take wet wood, it'd be like throwing a pot of spaghetti water in the fire and saying, what's wrong with this? How come it's not working so well? Okay,
yeah.
And it takes a lot of energy to boil a gallon of water. So if you don't have the water in the wood, the moisture in the wood, you won't be wasting a lot of the potential heat content just to drive off the moisture so that that wood can get to a combustible temperature.
Wow.
So the idea is you don't want moisture in your wood if you know, more than 20%, as Frank said.
Well, so there's a lot you explain, summarize my knowledge.
Well,
great for you.
Frank, I love broadcasting with you. I really, you're truly an expert. Let's continue a little bit more about this.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.